orientation. The experience of the scanning machine is immediately followed by the equally essential process of orientation. It's during orientation that we discuss the lifetime we've just reviewed, in kind of a debriefing, decompression meeting with our spirit guide, trained orientators, and other spirits whose input can give us the perspective and insight we need to fairly evaluate what we've learned. Let's say, for example, that there's someone you hurt terribly and repeatedly during your life, and the scanning machine has left you devastated by your own actions. The orientators and your spirit guide, with the benefit of having your chart in front of them, can help you see how and if that troubled relationship and any others were crucial parts of your progress or if it indicates a lesson you need to go back and learn. In addition, you can call in any person, if they're also on the other side, or their spirit guide, if they're not, to find out what kind of impact your behavior had on them. Maybe you did serious damage for which you want to make amends. Maybe you weren't as important to them as you thought, and they weren't affected by your treatment of them one way or another. Maybe you triggered them to behave badly toward other people and perpetuated a cycle of damage that you can now work together toward stopping. Or maybe you were essential to their chart, inspiring them to become advocates for the victims of whatever form of abuse you subjected them to. One way or another, this part of the orientation process will give you total understanding of the most troublesome parts of your life, so that you can learn, make amends, and take positive steps towards forgiving yourself and moving on with greater love and compassion. Another function of orientation is to facilitate the transition to the other side for those spirits who are unprepared for the trip and are too confused or annoyed to be at peace when they first arrive. Not everyone is as lucky as I was and exhilarated about going home, but orientation is one of the ways in which the spirits there are ready and impeccably trained to help. After the unprepared spirit experiences the scanning machine and the debriefing afterwards, they're given the kindest and most insightful counseling by their orientators to quiet their confusion and lingering frustration, followed by as much time as they need doing activities that brought them comfort on earth. My father died after months of illness, but even with plenty of warning, his transition home was difficult and required more intensive care than orientation provides. And of course, the spirits on the other side are ready, willing, trained, and loving enough to give him and those like him all the extra care they need through a process called cocooning. In the cocooning process, the spirit is put into a restful, healing, twilight sleep and receives constant care and a steady infusion of God's compassion, peace, and kind, empowering love. The spirit awakes with the joy of being home, not separated from those missed on earth, but just separate from the grief of missing them. If you suspect a deceased loved one might not have been emotionally prepared to go home, or you don't sense them around you as quickly as you're yearning for, please try to be patient, and don't worry. Whether they're going through orientation or being cocooned, they're in safe, sacred hands, and they'll be around you again very soon.